Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
All right, it's the Friday, November 15th edition of the show. It's Winning Cures Everything. This is a college football podcast. And today, you guys know what we do on Fridays. It's a short pod. We talk about our underdog upset picks for week number 12. And, of course, where is College Game Day going for week number 13? Let's jump into it.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all your different social platforms. This is Winning Cures Everything. It is a college football podcast, as I said. And, of course, we got a lot to discuss today. But we don't want to take up too much of your time. Let me go on and tell you first, bettingcfb.com. That's where you can get my early picks. You can get my official plays, the things that I am actually putting my hard-earned cash on. And, of course, different stat projections, all that kind of stuff. All these different spreadsheets that you see on the YouTube channel throughout the week, my stat profiles, all that, you can find that all at bettingcfb.com. Along with that, check out the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Myself, Parker Fleming, Kyle Hunter, we break down about 18 to 20 games per week, and it's a good time. We rather enjoy ourselves over there. So do yourself a favor. Go and check out the BetUS College Football Show. Three Dog Thursday was on the channel this week. Of course, several other things on Winning Cures as well. But if you would, of course, like any videos that you see, subscribe to the channel, and share it out with your friends. Do all that kind of stuff. That would certainly help me out. And again, this is a one-man operation. All the editing, all the content that gets put out, all the talking, it's me. It is me. And so I appreciate you guys supporting the show. All right, let's get into it. Which underdogs are going to win outright? Which upsets are we going to see this weekend? I've got 8 of them on my sheet. So let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's figure out exactly what we got going on here. The first one that I've got, and I typically try to do ones that are longer odds, because if you're doing a round robin, et cetera, you want to get a decent payout for these. Otherwise, you would just take the spread, right? So looking at this for week number 12, our underdog upset picks. The first one, Wyoming plus 280 at Colorado State. Colorado State is undefeated in the Mountain West. They have not played exactly a murderer's row of competition in the Mountain West. As a matter of fact, Wyoming, since they've made their offensive shift, this is probably the best team that Colorado State has played. So you can get Wyoming plus 280 to win this game outright. It's plus 9.5. I wish it was a 10, and then it would have been an official play. But Colorado State, of course, their star wide receiver is out for the year. This team is still looking okay, but they have caught some teams on when they've had big injuries, etc. This feels like a game that Wyoming, and it's a rivalry game as well. So you never know exactly what's going to happen. There's only, 80 miles that separates these two from Laramie to what is it? Is it Fort Collins? I think it is. And so, Wyoming plus 280 feels like a decent shot here. Air Force, the Air Force base, plus 145 against Oregon State. Oregon State cannot stop the run. I wrote down Wyoming here, but we just talked about Wyoming. Against Oregon State. Yeah. Air Force, since they switched quarterbacks, their offense has looked incredibly better. I mean, ridiculously better. The team seems to believe in this guy. The offense is clicking. They're actually putting up yards. They can run the ball again. And Oregon State cannot stop the run. And Oregon State, several times this week, they've talked about the fact that they have not seen the triple option before. That ain't good when you're going against Troy Calhoun, right? So you can still get Air Force at plus 145. I think Air Force gets the outright upset here. Game three, I'll take Troy. Matthew Caldwell is the third-string quarterback that has taken over now. Goose Crowder went out with an injury. Kilcrease, of course, did not exactly play well. Caldwell is fitting into the role, and they dominated Coastal Carolina their last time out. Georgia Southern, this is the time of year where the wheels kind of fall off for that program. They've done it 2 years in a row. You saw them lose, to Marshall? It was somebody. Just a couple weeks ago. Georgia Southern's defense is not very good, and I don't know what's going on with the quarterback situation between Dexter Williams and J.C. French, right? I know that some of the fans are irritated that they haven't made an official change, and they're just kind of swapping, but this one is at Georgia Southern. I still kind of like Troy here. You can get him over a touchdown, but plus 250 on the money line, I like Troy to get a win outright. I think that they're figuring some things out. I know they're 2-7, and this doesn't, I mean, it's an ugly game. You may not want to bet this one, and I understand it. But Troy plus 250 makes sense for me. South Alabama going to Louisiana. And this is one of those spots. Josh Pate had a really good analogy the other day where if you're walking a tightrope that's 3 feet off the ground versus a tightrope that's 100 feet off the ground, whatever, you should theoretically walk on that tightrope the same way. However, you know that the consequences are much more dire when you're walking on the one that's 100 feet in the air. Louisiana only has one loss on the season. Theoretically, they are still in the college football playoff hunt. They have not been in this situation under DeSormo, the new head coach. Under Napier, it was fine. But the guys that are on this team have not dealt with this kind of pressure being in this spot. So they are currently leading in the Sun Belt. I don't think they were expected to be there. The defense is not very good. South Alabama, with Gio Lopez at quarterback, is going to be able to run the ball. And I think they'll be able to pass on them as well. Louisiana, it depends on what they do on offense. You know, plus 240, it feels like too much. Now, South Alabama, incredibly volatile. They could go out and throw up a stinker just as much as the next team. But I think with the pieces that they've got on offense, they're healthy right now. South Alabama plus 240 on that one. Game five, you guys ain't going to like this one. Pitt has lost two straight. I think last week was a look ahead because I think they wanted this Clemson game at home. You can get Pitt plus 350 against Clemson. Name Clemson's best win. It's tough to do, right? The ones that looked pretty good are not really worth a whole lot right now. Pitt at home. Pat Narduzzi always schemes up well against Dabo Sweeney. Yes, it's different. The offense is not exactly clicking under Cade Bell right now. It was early in the year. It's not now. But they could have some things saved up for this one. It's a big-time spot. Both of these teams are 7-2 right now. I feel like it's a lot of points here. Pitt plus 350. It would not shock me. Narduzzi is 2-2 against Dabo Sweeney. He is the only ACC coach that doesn't have a losing record against Dabo Sweeney. So pay attention to that. Pitt plus 350. Game six. This one's moved around a little bit. It was at 7.5. It moved up to 10. Now it's back down to 7.5. I think the Cincinnati-West Virginia game was a bit flukish, right? West Virginia wins by 4, and yet they got 14 points directly off of turnovers. Scoop and score, pick six. I think Sorsby is not terrible. If he's back to, if he looked dinged up last week and has for a couple of weeks. If he's not dinged up, they can absolutely win this game outright against Iowa State. Iowa State may be questioning some things right now. The defense has not looked all that good. Now, granted, they've played some pretty good competition. I think Sorsby, like Brendan Sorsby, the quarterback for Cincy, I think he can be pretty good. So, Cincy plus 240 in Ames, I'll roll with that. Number seven, another long shot here. But schedule spot, et cetera, kind of dictates it. My official play, I say official, the lean that I gave out on the Winning Cures Everything pick show was Oregon minus 13.5. But if you're looking at round robins and you're looking at schedule spot, et cetera, Wisconsin plus 425, it's Camp Randall at night. Oregon's played like seven straight weeks. This is a physical kind of game. And Oregon, of course, without Tez Johnson right now, trying to figure out some things on offense, I feel like there is at least, this is like the Super Bowl for Luke Fickell and them, who are coming off of a bye, so he's had 2 weeks to get ready for Oregon. The travel situation, Oregon came out here and then went back all the way to Seattle, or to Eugene, excuse me, and now is going all the way back out to Madison. Just schedule spot, Wisconsin plus 425. And then finally, last one. This is a short one. I typically don't include these. And the numbers would tell you that it's Baylor or no play. But if you're doing a round robin, West Virginia plus 104 is not a terrible option. No, the numbers don't make sense. But Baylor has never won in Morgantown. I mean, that's easy enough, right? Like, West Virginia is 6-2 straight up in the last eight against Baylor. They've got this team's number for whatever reason. And it's not like West Virginia's terrible, right? They're just not. They're not an awful football team. So West Virginia plus 104, they've only got two conference losses. There's a world where they get back involved in this conference title race. So give me West Virginia plus 104 on that. So here's our recap. Wyoming plus 280, Air Force plus 145, Troy plus 250, South Alabama plus 240, Pitt plus 350, Cincy plus 240, Wisconsin plus 425, and West Virginia plus 104. Yeah. Yeah. It might be a crazy weekend. It might be. All right. Let me tell you, Go Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market right now. They've got the best compression sleeves. If you are an older man like me, and you have a young child that loves wrestling or playing football or anything else, my shoulder is still killing me. But they've got all the different sleeves and the compression shirts and the socks and everything else for your knees, for your elbows, any of your joints, etc. that hurt. These things help. They really do. Go check it out for yourself. GoSleeves.com/WCE. Use the promo code WCE. You can get 15% off your order. I highly, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Yeah, it's just the best. They are really the best. Ticketsmarter.com is where you need to go to get all your tickets. Tickets are expensive to everything. If you're wanting to go to Wisconsin and Oregon, I mean, it's $200 a ticket to get into this thing. Do yourself a favor. Save some money. If you're going to buy the tickets anyway, you know, WWE SmackDown is coming to Memphis. TicketSmarter's already got options. You're going to be spending $100 a ticket on that thing anyway. WCE10, that's WCE10, is going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. So if you can save money every single day, it's not a one-time sign-up bonus. You can save money every single time that you order tickets. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter, TicketSmarter.com, and the Ticket Smarter mobile app. All right. Don't forget, of course, BettingCFB.com. And if you want to be a member on the YouTube page, I'm going to be putting up some members-only stuff over there as well as some Q&A. I'm going out of town this weekend, and I am going to record several just Q&A stuff. So if you want to reach out with a question or whatever, you can do that, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com, or you can follow me on the socials @GaryWCE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
All right. Where is College game day going for week number 13? There's not a ton of options. As a matter of fact, I really think there's only two options next week. Let's go and pull this up and look at the schedule for next week. We got Maction on Tuesday. We got Maction on Wednesday. Thursday, you got an ACC matchup with NC State and Georgia Tech. And then Friday, you got AAC with Temple and UTSA. You got Big Ten, Purdue at Michigan State. And then you got Mountain West, UNLV at San Jose State. But then you get to the bulk of the schedule. And it's the second to last week of the regular season. Wisconsin, Nebraska is interesting. Vandy at LSU, interesting. Pitt, Louisville, Cincy, Kansas State. All these, Texas A&M at Auburn. But the stakes aren't the highest in some of these games, right? But then you look at noon Eastern on Fox. And you got Ohio State hosting Indiana. It's a top five matchup in Columbus. There haven't been a lot of big games in Columbus this year. But then you've also got, if you go down and look at the evening slate, so Kentucky at Texas, that's going to be the ABC game. Kentucky is not good. Northwestern at Michigan. You know, you get to the evening part of it. Missouri at Mississippi State's 3:15 Central, God's time zone, of course. But right here on NBC, number 24, Army. Undefeated, playing against Notre Dame in Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, in New York. Now, College game day has gone to New York City for not a game before. They just wanted to go and celebrate all the tailgating and whatnot that goes on at all these different team-affiliated bars throughout New York City, in Manhattan, in the Bronx, etc. There is a world where they do that, right? Because everybody loves the troops, and Notre Dame is still, I think, the predominant brand in all of college football. You're looking at a playoff implicated matchup. I hope that's the right word. So there is a chance that they do Army at Notre Dame. There's not another game on the schedule that makes sense besides that one, or Indiana at Ohio State. My guess is that they go to Columbus because it's easier to set up. You don't have to stop traffic. You don't have to, you know, all that kind of mess. The travel for ESPN from Connecticut to New York is much easier. So Army against Notre Dame in Yankee Stadium is at least interesting. I think they're going to Columbus. That's my guess. I think they're going to Columbus. So, week 13, that's the official guess on that. All right. Don't forget bettingcfb.com. Don't forget checking out winningcureseverything.com. We've got a web store over there if you like to support it that way. But check it out. Of course, that will wrap things up. I appreciate you guys. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.